Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Prestige Jayco takes us inside the Port Adelaide camp where we're very lucky to be speaking with the coach of the Port Adelaide Football Club in Ken Hinckley. Ken, Tom King, Ben Casanilia and your old teammate Mark Neild in the K-Rock Hub. How excited do you get for home and away games when there's so much on the line and, you know, you're first and third and you go into such a big game of footy? Do the levels go up a little bit as a coach?
Look, I don't think so, because as Neildy knows, as a coach, every game's a leading into it, every game's a bit of a scary one. You're always hoping and wanting that you're going to come out and play well. And yeah, sometimes the opposition are a little bit more intimidating, but more often than not, at this level, you just want to do your own stuff.
9-2. Talk to us about where the improvements come from for those listening in Geelong. What's changed about Port Adelaide since season 2019 concluded and you rolled into 2020 and are now 11 games in?
Yeah, look, I think if I'm being fair, I think it's quite a continuous growth from the start of 2019 when we've got, you know, we made significant list changes and stuff. People tried to lump Port Adelaide of 15, 16, 17 into the same conversation, which is really quite different. It's a pretty new side. There's still some regular players in it at the top end, but there's a lot of new young players underneath that are coming through and making their own, their own path a little bit.
And you talk about some of those youngsters. And what I want to ask you about, and I absolutely love watching him play, and I think it's just because he, I suppose, brings something a little bit different, is Peter Laddams. He obviously got that real opportunity with Scotty Lysett out of the side. Talk to us about his evolution over the last month and, I suppose, the increase in confidence he's got in a player that's now, I think it's only game number 11 for him tonight.
Yeah, he's a great example of what we just talked about. He started making his way in 2019 and got a handful of games, and he's back in the side again this year when Scotty gets injured, and he's made the most of those opportunities. And now we think he's an incredibly important part of our future. He's a 22-year-old ruckman. When you're getting young ruckmen to play like Pete's been able to play this far in his career, it's pretty exciting for everyone. And he's part of that improvement of this whole club.
Kenny, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for your time on K-Rock. Always generous with it. Can you give us have you walked the track? Can you give us a ground report for South Point Garden Supplies? That track fast, weather fine up there?
Yeah, track fast, weather fine. I think the penetrometer would be somewhere around the 4.78. And I think if you can get on the rail early, you'll probably make the running.
Okay, so there's no, they're obviously the rail was out 9 metres last time they did race at the venue. When did you actually, did you go up this morning, or in terms of travel arrangements, how has that worked?
Yeah, we flew out of Adelaide today at about 11 o'clock and arrived at our hotel up here, I think it was around 2:33. We get a couple of hours. We did this the last couple of times we've been up. When we've had the evening games, it works okay. We've done it where we've had the early afternoon games. That's a little bit more challenging because you're up at 4:30 a.m. before you get here to play.
So that's obviously, the players are sort of set with that now and something you can sort of call on having previous experience. Because I'd imagine it'd be previously having to travel the day before and get set. Now it's a bit of a different routine, but the players are into it.
Yeah, they are. They're fine now. I mean, we've done it, I don't know what, it's 4 or 5 times this year now that we've done it. We've travelled on the day of the game and, we've even travelled up and back in the same day. But we get to stay overnight because it's a night game and then we travel back tomorrow. So, yeah, it's pretty consistent. I mean, it wasn't that long ago you used to travel on the day of the game anyhow if you weren't flying too far other than Perth. So it's not that foreign.
For Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with Port Adelaide coach Ken Hinckley. He's Mark Neild.
G'day, Kenny. How are you?
Good, Neildy.
Mate, first of all, hey, thanks. What you guys are putting on the field, for us over here living in the world of lockdown that love footy, having to be able to go home, turn the TV on, and every third or fourth night we see Port Adelaide running around playing the way you're doing, it's sensational. So thank you. One from me, mate. Tom Jonas, can you just, we don't know much about him, but every time we see him play, we sit back and he just earns our respect from the way he goes about it. We don't hear much about him down here. Can you tell us about him, please?
Yeah, look, he's a no-fuss defender, but he's our captain, and he leads by example as well as anyone that you've been involved with. And for the Geelong listeners, he's not dissimilar to Tommy Harley. If you think about Harles at his best when he was playing, he just gets his job done week in, week out. He leads the team because he's such a good leader, and people respond and they want to follow him. And Tommy's very similar, to be fair. In fact, at some point, Tommy and Tommy actually spent a bit of time talking to each other about footy and their roles, because Harles being an ex South Australian and TJ himself over there, so they've actually hooked up about their journeys a little bit.
Yeah, look, mate, he just looks like an absolute ripper. And another one for me is about your club. It appears, like, every now and then we hear a little bit about him, and a lot of that's when your president gets on the TV and says something. I don't want you to go there. But in terms of, what's it like being a part of Port Adelaide Footy Club in Adelaide?
Oh, look, it's in your face. It's there all the time. It's a really passionate footy state. I mean, that's the great thing about South Australia. It's like being in Victoria, and it's, you know, it's like being at Geelong, and I've got knowledge of that. And, you know, it's not dissimilar. They're really, really passionate about their footy. They're really supportive when you win, and they can be directive when you're losing, and let you know that you're not doing so well. But you cannot deny the passion of AFL football in South Australia. And, you know, that's for both clubs, not just for Port Adelaide. But, you know, it's a footy first state, and we love the fact that we're there.
Mate, a final one for me, just about the way you guys are going about it. And at the moment, a lot of talk over here. We hear, you know, high scoring, fast ball movement, terrific from clearances. But for me, I think the way you guys are setting yourselves up behind the ball and your team defence is not getting a lot of airplay at the moment. But that certainly appears to be part of the backbone of the way that you're playing. Would you see it that way as well?
Yeah, there's no doubt you can't do one without. I mean, Geelong, if we look at Geelong and, you know, our opponents tonight, they are getting talked about for their defensive actions, but I think they sit second or third in offence. So, and we talked about for our offensive actions, and we're sitting second or third in defence. So you've got to have the combination of both to sit up on the top of the ladder. And, you know, it's not one or the other. It's, you know, it's a consistent ability to play the game in all three phases, and that's offence, defence and contest. And at the moment, we're playing pretty well in most phases.
Ken, can I just take you back? You were talking about, obviously, how much of a microscope the two Adelaide clubs are under. Obviously, Matty Nick's doing it tough at 0-11 at the moment. Has the other senior coach in town, have you reached out to him at all and, you know, offered support or just an encouraging ear or anything like that?
Yeah, look, at times you've had your opportunity to talk, but once the footy season comes around, it gets pretty consuming for a coach, and you haven't got too much time. You know, I mean, you're worrying about your own place. Nixie and I have worked together for 6 years, so he knows me well enough. And we know each other well enough that it's not hard to pick up the phone and have a chat if we need to. And, you know, I think he's trying to set a path over there that's obviously at the moment quite challenging for them, but I'm sure he'll get there. He's going to be a good coach.
Some reports during the week, Kenny, that there'll potentially be a choice system with finals in terms of if you're higher ranked in a specific final, you get to pick the venue you play at. And obviously, you know, that would happen for Port Adelaide at Adelaide Oval as it is. But I'm guessing you'd be keen to pitch for Adelaide Oval to host the grand final with what such a wonderful venue that it is now.
Well, if I went back and we forget about who's in playing in it, but for the state of South Australia, football's as big in South Australia as it is in Victoria, as it is in Western Australia, and obviously up here in Queensland. I think, you know, there's been a lot of support thrown behind Queensland for what they've done for football. It's fantastic. But if there's an opportunity outside Queensland, I don't think there's any doubt the state of South Australia, not just Port Adelaide, the state of South Australia would love to be a part of it and love to host it. But and I'm sure Western Australia the same, but there's, you know, they're real footy states, so there's no reason at all why Adelaide Oval couldn't host a great grand final or a great final.
Ken, we just got word too, official word, the Clegghammer reading was 4.21 on tonight's track, so you might want to just let the boys know so they got the right stops and get the glue on shoes, maybe might be the option for tonight.
Yeah,
can I ask you...
go. Keep going.
No, I was going to say, who's a player that, you know, I mean, I know your coach don't particularly like to single out players, but who's somebody that's really pleased you this year that, you know, you think is really going well and maybe exceeding your little expectations, given you have got some young players in there? Who's a player you've really enjoyed watching this year?
I asked a question about Jonas before, Tom Jonas. I think, you know, he's a standalone captain for the first time this year, and to play at the level of football that he's played at as well is fantastic for us, and he leads that same way. I think the other thing that's really important and has been good for us is a number of those younger emerging players, and are not, you know, Bokey's had a great year, and Robbie's getting going, and Charlie, but, you know, that mid-tier of players in Houston and Burn Jones, those type of players are the ones who have been pretty exciting for us, and they're the rate of development.
And I know you've got a great relationship with Andrew Mackie. You do know that he went in for some surgery, just a little bit of vein surgery on his nose. Tom Lonigan was telling us that he's had the nose straightened up, Andrew Mackie, so you might be able to drop that on next time you're talking to him.
Yeah, I knew he'd had some corrective surgery because he needed it. I mean, he's not a good-looking bloke at the best of times. So any opportunities to try and straighten out anything on Mac would be handy, I reckon. And, you know, Tom Lonigan's not one to throw too many stones, I wouldn't think, either, because Tommy's not, you know, he's not the most attractive man we've ever seen. So I'm sure both boys are doing their best to try and tidy up a few things.
I pulled out a photo. Remember Alf from the 1980s, the little character from that TV show?
Yes, I do.
I sort of put a photo next to Domsey when he was in the K-Rock Hub a couple of weeks ago. That didn't go down too well with him. I think there might have been too many similarities for his liking between Alf and Domsey.
Yeah, he was always challenged whether he was a twin or not at birth. Maybe that was the problem.
Just one last one. Connor Rosie, how far away is he? You know, we talk about excitement machines and young talent in the competition. We've all been enamoured by Isaac Rankin, but Connor Rosie's one we love out of that 2018 draft as well. How far away do you hope to see him into the side?
We'd like to think he's only a week or two away, and then we won't do anything silly with him. We'll take our time now that we've given him a break to get his foot as best we can, and hopefully give him an opportunity to play in the run home to hopefully making finals.
No late changes for you, Kenny. I know the team's 15 minutes away from dropping, but have you made any moves from the 22 you picked last night?
No, we usually stick with what we pick unless they're in a genuine late injury, and at the moment we haven't got any of them.
Fantastic. Hey, Ken, we really appreciate your time as always. It's great to catch up with you on K-Rock Footy. You're always generous with your time before coming when we're covering a K-Rock game for Port Adelaide, and we really appreciate your time tonight ahead of a big one.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Kenny. Thanks, Kenny.
Kenny Hinkley joining us there for Prestige Jaco, the coach of the Port Adelaide Football Club.
Prestige Jaco, pre-game interview.